It was 1976, London, Kensal Green. The unions were on strike, and across the country, kids were discovering punk music, Evel Knievel, and those sweets. Ah, you know, the ones. You can't get them anymore. It was a time of change. I know, because I borrowed a video of the rock and roll years. But at 8 a.m. on a cold, unlovely winter morning, there was no change in the life of 16-year-old second-generation Welsh Methodist Megan Evans. Slightly overweight, buck-teethed, and keenly intelligent, Megan was clearly autobiographical.